Fox team as a child, and she founded the Wednesday Forum. Myrtle, how many would you say? 75 at least! Say 100! 75. Miss Tewksbury is the soloist.
Wilda McCurdy!
Accompanied by Wilda McCurdy, accompanist.
Come on, Miss Tewksbury is almost finished with her number!
She'll do an encore.
But what if they don't give her a lot of applause?
I've known her for years. She'll do an encore. You might say that I am entertaining.
Assisted by a daughter?
Assisted by my daughter, Miss Myrtle May Simmons. What color would you call that?
Rancho Rose, they told me.
Miss Myrtle May Simmons looked charming in a modish Rancho Rose toned crepe, picked up at the girdle with a touch of magenta on emerald. I wish you could see her, Miss Ellerby.
Come on, she's almost finished. And where's the caterers?
Everything's ready. The minute she's finished singing, we open the dining room doors and we begin pouring. The parlors and halls are festooned with smilax.
Yes, festooned.
That's right. Yes, Miss Ellerby, this is the first party we've had in years. There's a reason, but I don't want it in the papers. We all have our troubles, Miss Ellerby. The guest list? Oh, yes.
Mother, come!
If you'll excuse me now, Miss Ellerby, I'll call you later.
Mother! Mrs. Chauvenet, she just came in!
Mrs. Eugene Chauvenet Sr. Her father was a scout with Buffalo Bill.
So that's where she got that hat.
Now, Myrtle, you must be nice to Mrs. Chauvenet. She has a grandson about your age.
But what difference will it make with Uncle Elwood?
Myrtle May, remember, we agreed not to talk about that this afternoon. The point of this whole party is to get you started. We work through those older women to the younger group.
We can't have anyone here in the evenings, and that's when men come to see you, in the evenings. The only reason we can even have this party this afternoon is because Uncle Elwood is playing Pinochle at the 4th Avenue Firehouse. Thank God for the firehouse.
I know, but they'll just have to invite you out. And it won't hurt them one bit. Oh, Myrtle, you've got so much to offer. I don't care what anyone says. There's something sweet about every young girl. But you've got to meet somebody, Myrtle. That's all there is to it.
If I do, they say, that's Myrtle May Simmons. Her uncle is Elwood P. Dowd, the biggest screwball in town. Elwood P. Dowd and his pal.
Shh, you promised.
All right, let's get them into the dining room.
Now, when the members come in here and you make your little welcome speech on behalf of your grandmother, be sure to do this.
Oh, and after that, I mention my Uncle Elwood and say a few words about his pal.
Promise to me. leaves are never blue. Ah. Hello? Oh, you've got the wrong number. But how are you anyway? This is Elwood P. Dowd speaking. I'll do? Well, thank you. And what is your name, my dear? Miss Elsie Greenewald?
Harvey, it's a Miss Elsie Greenewald.
How are you today, Miss Greenewald? That's fine. Yes, my dear, I'd be happy to join your club. I belong to several clubs now. The University Club, the Country Club, and the Piano Club at the 4th Avenue Farmhouse. I spend a good deal of my time there, or at Charlie's place, or over at Eddie's Bar. And what is your club, Miss Greenewald?
Harvey, I get the Ladies' Home Journal, Good Housekeeping, and The Open Road for Boys for 2 years for $16.25.
It sounds fine to me. I'll join it.
How does it sound to you, Harvey?
Harvey says it sounds fine to him also, Miss Greenewald. He says he'll join too. Yes, 2 subscriptions. Mail everything to this address. I hope I will have the pleasure of meeting you sometime, my dear.
Harvey, she says she'd like to meet me.
When? When would you like to meet me? Why not right now? My sister seems to be having a few friends in, and we would consider it an honor if you'd come and join us. My sister will be delighted.
343 Temple Drive. I hope to see you in a very few minutes. Goodbye, my dear. She's coming right over. Harvey, don't you think you better freshen up? Yes, so do I.
After all is said and done, there is really only one. Oh, Margie, Margie, it's you.
Where did I leave that guest list? I must read it to Miss Ellerby.
Mother! Mrs. Chauvenet, she's asking for you. Here's Mother, Mrs. Chauvenet. Here she is.
We've always called her Aunt Ethel. She's one of my oldest and dearest friends. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, that's right. She's the one. This is the one. He says he would have known you anywhere. You both look lovely. Come on in with me, Harvey. We must say hello to all our friends. I beg your pardon, Aunt Ethel.
What?
You're standing in his way. Come along, Harvey. I think she wants to congratulate us on the impression we made at her party. Jane Austen. Deluxe edition. The usual acknowledgments. Chapter 1.